Zarkoom, you still have not explained why you are interested in the tomb of Frida Nad.
Or why you insisted on flying there immediately. You owe us an explanation for that.
I owe you nothing. We have transacted business. I saved you from that mob, and in exchange you have told me what my fellow Jedi would not. Beyond that, my business is my own. There. Is that the place you spoke of?
Yes, on the far side of that moon. That's where that accursed Jedi Master hid the tomb of Freedon Nad. The Jedi value the relics they've recovered from our stronghold, but they're worthless.
The real power is in the tomb.
We shall see.
The tomb is just ahead.
Why would Master Arca move the tomb to this unguarded place?
You doubt our word, Jedi. You saved our lives, didn't you? Why would we lie to you?
Besides, the tomb is not unguarded. The same great winged creatures that we Onderonians have tamed roam freely on this barren rock. They are the most vicious creatures in a dozen systems.
Wait here. It will be safer. If this is in truth the tomb of Frieden Nad, you will be rewarded.
Yes, we will.
This is it. This place is the source of the strange pull I've felt. It's dangerous and attractive at the same time. I feel like I'm standing on the threshold of the future. My future. But why does it look so dark? Ah! Something so huge move so quietly. Obviously, Master Arca thought these creatures would prove natural guardians for the tomb. He thought wrong. My lightsaber could cut through the walls of this tomb as easily as it sliced through that creature. By the Force, I thought a lightsaber could cut through anything. But these walls are barely scratched. The only thing that can resist a lightsaber is Mandalorian iron. Apparently, Master Arca is not the fool I took him to be. Well, not even Mandalorian iron will stop Exar Kun.
Look at him, Nebo.
Yes, he grows angrier with each blow. Excellent!
His anger will turn him toward the dark side, and then he will be ours.
Almost through! There. I wasn't sure I could do that, but I felt such power. Strange. It seemed like the force running through me was somehow different. Forget it, Exar Kun. You've opened the tomb. That is enough. Cold. I never felt such cold. I wish Master Vodo were here. No, he turned his back on me. I will go my own way. These smaller coffins must belong to Queen Amanoa and King Amun, the dark side rulers of Onderon. But they are of no interest to me. But that large one, that must be